Hi, I'm Jim O'Neill, technology evangelist in the Boston area, and on this episode of Practical Azure, we're going to begin looking at the three options for hosting your own applications in Windows Azure. So if we look at our Windows Azure feature map, you'll notice that website sits in a group of three boxes here, web and worker role, VM, and websites. These are three different options for hosting your code, your applications inside of the cloud. So again, we're going to take a look at websites first here. And when deciding to host your application, whether it's in the cloud or on-premises, some of that decision process is how much control you need over the physical environment and the deployment environment. So you might use your own data center on-premises hosting, as we see on the left here, but you might have to manage just about everything there. It's up to you to manage the applications as well as the network, the OS, the virtualization, and the hardware as well, assuming the cost of the capital equipment and so on. When you move to the cloud with Windows Azure, you can do more of a pay-as-you-go scenario, and you can leverage shared hardware resources that you can scale as your application scales. And when you do that, you have three choices in Azure. You might use Linux or Windows virtual machines. They give you a lot of control. So we take care of the virtualization and the hardware, but everything else is up to you. Or you might go to cloud services, which is called our platform as a service offering, where we take care of the OS, patching it, and that sort of thing for you, but you're still somewhat in control over networking, trying to pull together various different configurations and so on of larger applications. And then sort of on the other end is where you decide, you know what, I just have an application and data and I want you to take care of it for me. So this provides the most agility in terms of application deployment, but as you can see, you only have control of the application and data, so you can't manage the virtual network or the OS and so on, but in many cases that's just fine. You're using the same data center infrastructure, you're able to take advantage of the scaling and the redundancy and the failover as well. It's just a little bit easier on you. And it makes sense for things like small company websites, if you're hosting a content management system, you're hosting a blog or something, or maybe you're building up web services to be a back end for a mobile application. Another great option there as well. So let's go ahead and get started with a demo of websites to show how easy it is to get up and running and take it from there. Now, I already have one website created, but I'm going to create a new one from scratch here. So I can create a new website. You'll notice it is in preview stage, so it's not completely rolled out feature quite yet. I have three options. I can do a quick create. A quick create essentially just pops up a website for me with an endpoint, a URL endpoint that I can pick. I can also create one with a database, so you can create one that's connected with a Windows Azure SQL database or a MySQL database in the back end. And this is the really cool part. You can create with gallery applications. We're not going to do this, but I just wanted to show you the vast variety of applications that are out there that you can essentially prop up. Drupal, WordPress, Joomla, lots and lots of third-party open source applications that you can just prop up inside of a Windows Azure website and go to town. But for this case, I'm going to create a simple website. So we're going to do the quick create. I get to pick a name for my site. So we're going to call it Jim1213, today's date. And I'm just going to put it in the East Coast Data Center since that's the closest place to me. And we'll hit create website. It takes, I don't know, maybe less than a minute here to get all the resources up and running in the cloud. And that was maybe less than 15 seconds even. So now I have apparently a running website. I can go in and look at various different statistics, how much data has come in and out, and so on. Very similar dashboard to what you see with some of the other services. There's a browse button at the bottom, so let's see what happens when I hit browse. Well, there's the website. It props up essentially a default page for me. It's up and running at this point. Literally in less than a minute, I have a site up and running. As I move along the dashboard here, you can see I've got a number of different options. Again, I can monitor CPU utilization, whatever counters that I'm interested in to see what the health of my site is. I can do configuration. Now, I mentioned a little bit earlier that with the website scenario, you don't have as much control over the environment like you would with a virtual machine where you can control everything that's on the inside of that virtual box. Here, you do have some choices. So I can select various different network frameworks, .NET frameworks, PHP framework if I'm using one of the PHP add-ins, Joomla, WordPress, so on. Configure logging, connection strings and app settings. These are things that you would typically have seen in a web config file, so I do have access to those inside of the portal. More importantly, perhaps, in terms of your application growth, is that you can move beyond just a single website. So there's a free share, a free entry point. So the free entry point is essentially you get to run on a shared instance of a virtual machine in the cloud. But it's free, and you get that free for up to 10 websites. If you grow a little bit beyond that, you can go up to the shared tier, and the shared tier is also essentially shared infrastructure. You're sharing VMs, but you get a little bit more of a quota allowance. You can get more data in and out. You can make more requests and so on. And then if you really, really want to scale, you can go up to the reserved mode. Reserved starts adding a premium, so you start paying a little bit more, but you get a little bit more of a guarantee in terms of performance and resources. So you're going to get a dedicated virtual machine, and as you can see here, I can scale up instances as well as my application grows. So start off with free and then grow as you need to go. And again, you don't have to create anything new. You just move these dials and you have additional capability. So that's really all there is in terms of creating the site. What I want to do now is actually get something useful in there. How do I actually build a website and connect it into Windows Azure websites? Let me go back to the dashboard right quick. And what I'm going to do quickly here is download something called a published profile. So a published profile is just an XML file that I'm going to save on my desktop. And that XML file contains all the information I need to use the web deploy technology to push up a web application that I might build with Visual Studio or another tool called WebMatrix. You can also see here that I can set up TFS and Git publishing. So if you're using any of those source control systems, you can set those up as well and automatically push out the website from inside of those source control systems. Again, I'm going to use web deploy, so I've downloaded the published settings. And the next thing I'm going to do is go into WebMatrix. So WebMatrix is a free IDE that you can download through our web deployment kit. And what that will do is essentially provide you a pretty lightweight user interface to handle building sites, websites. And in this particular case, it's pulled down the website that I created inside of Windows Azure websites, and as you can see, there wasn't much there. It was just an HTML page saying, you know, Windows Azure website, welcome. We want to push up something a little bit more interesting. So I could at this point add a bunch of code in here, or I might start over. So what I'm going to do here actually is start over, and I'm going to create a new site from the application gallery. Sorry, not from the application gallery. We're going to start it from the template gallery. The application gallery would allow me to bring in Joomla, WordPress, and those sort of things, but I want to do a little bit of coding myself. So we're going to bring in the Node.js templates. So Node.js, PHP, ASP.NET, all supported because websites is just running IIS. So let's do a starter site and hit next. And what this is going to do is bring down a bunch of templates, a couple of different modules and so on that are needed to run a Node.js site. inside of WebMatrix here. So I can run this locally. Let's just run it in Internet Explorer so we can see what the site looks like. So this is the finished site, the template site that I would then potentially go in and start tweaking. And as you can see from the URL, it is running on localhost. I want to get this into the cloud. Now how do I do that? Well, what I can do is just publish this site. And the way I'm going to publish it is using the publish profile that I downloaded from the Windows Azure portal. So we'll go into import publish profile. We'll go to the file that I saved locally on my desktop. Let's do a quick validate connection to make sure everything is good, and it is. And now it's going to do a few pings back and forth, put a couple files up there just to make sure that what I'm actually talking to is a Windows Azure website and it is equipped to handle what I'm about to push it. So it's going to do a few things there. And it will notice that these are a bunch of files that I have locally that haven't been synced up to the website. So which ones do you want? I want them all. And if you look at my status bar at the bottom here, you can see it says publishing starting. And as it makes the communication with the back end, you'll notice it's pushing a bunch of files over there. Again, this is kind of bootstrapping the site. There was nothing there. So there's a bunch of JavaScript files, some Node.js modules, and so on that are being pushed up. So this takes, you know, maybe 30 seconds, a minute or so. As you make changes to the site, the only thing that will get pushed up are the things that you've changed. Publishing's complete. So let me click on my URL. Again, it's that jim1213.azurewebsites.net. So I'm going back to the original page I had before because this is kind of in the browser cache. So let's just do a refresh on this. And there we go. There is the Node.js site that I created in WebMatrix pushed up into Windows Azure websites. And that took probably less than 5 minutes. And again, I did it through web web deploy. If you want to use GET or TFS, you can certainly use those options as well. So with that, let me go back to slides and we'll finish up. So as always, let me leave you with a few handy links here to get started with Windows Azure websites as well as the rest of Windows Azure. If you haven't gotten your free trial yet, please do so, and you can take advantage of both this feature and all the other features that we're talking about as part of this series. The first couple of links at the bottom are really how-to guides. What's websites all about? How do you get started? I have a link here to Web Matrix as well, which will give you more information on the IDE that I used, which is really great for Node.js and PHP as well, because there's IntelliSense built in as well. We didn't get a chance to really delve into that much. And then lastly, there's a link to the Microsoft Open Technologies blog. I put this on here because Microsoft Open Technologies is a subsidiary of Microsoft that's been very, very involved with a lot of the work that's been done to bring in some of these third-party frameworks like Joomla, like WordPress, and so on into the fold in terms of Windows Azure and Web Matrix. So this is ongoing work, so if your favorite framework's not there, they may definitely be working on it. So you may want to tap into this blog to sort of keep track of the progress on that front. Thanks for joining me on this quick overview of Windows Azure websites, and I hope you'll come back to hear about cloud services in the next installment. Have a great day.